Good morning, 7:38 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday morning. And joining us, we have a new to me guest here in the studio. We have Molly Raines, Community Mobilizer for the Montgomery County Wellness Coalition. How are you doing today, Molly?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, it's good to have you on here. So, first of all, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the efforts with youth substance abuse and you know, working to address those issues there. But I wanted to give, you know, one myself and two, of course, you know, listeners who maybe don't know a lot about the Montgomery County Wellness Coalition. Can you give us just a little brief explanation of what the Wellness Coalition is and what your work with it is?
Yeah, so our Wellness Coalition has been around for about 6 or 7 years here in Montgomery County. And fortunately, we are grateful enough to have several grants that fall under that umbrella. So we look at social determinants of health. We have Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways that have helped with a lot of our park projects that you've seen around the area. And then myself, I work under the Youth Substance Misuse Task Force. We were thankful enough to receive a grant through Kansas Department of Aging and Disability last year in June of 2022. And working in that was just kind of an introductory grant to just see what our needs were for Montgomery County regarding substance misuse within our youth ages. We are quickly approaching the end of our fiscal year on June 30th, and we are rolling over to the next year on July 1st with the second year of this grant. It'll be more of an introductory slash planning grant, so we can actually start using our grant dollars to see what we can actually do within our community and within our schools. And then we also received a county opioid grant that will be specifically focusing on the opioid misuse as well. So we have a lot of great things going on. We have a lot of money that we're able to, you know, put back into the community with resources and just see how we can address the issues.
And is, as far as the issues of youth substance abuse, what issues are we seeing here in Montgomery County? And is this similar to across Kansas and across the nation? Are there some specific problems that we're seeing? What do you see?
So we use the KCTC data out of Greenbush, and that is administered through all of the school districts straight across Kansas. It is something that isn't mandatory to do. It's just highly encouraged because it helps coalitions like us kind of plan on what we can do to help. This last year, there was a change in legislation, and our release forms that we had parents sign were actually invalid by the time that survey came out for the schools to administer. So a lot of the school districts across the state had less than 20% participate. So because of that, we weren't able to gather the data that we needed. So hopefully with the change in legislation and us being able to roll that out sooner and then Greenbush being able to push up that survey, we can see what our needs are specifically for Montgomery, for Montgomery County. But basically what we see a lot of is just high marijuana and alcohol use. And I would say that straight across the board for state of Kansas as well. The cool thing about the data is it compares. We don't get to see the school district, we just get to see the county itself. So we can compare counties that are like ours across the state, and then we can just kind of see what the state baseline is. Our second thing that we do want to focus on specifically with the county opioid money, since we are limited on what we can use, we want to start looking at the fentanyl that's starting to come through the area as well, and seeing how, you know, what resources we can have to help, you know, that issue as well.
Well, and I was going to ask you about the fentanyl because, I mean, that's some pretty scary stuff. What do parents need to know specifically about that?
So the scary thing, I mean, I'm a parent myself and my oldest is starting kindergarten in the fall, but the scariest thing about fentanyl is that you don't know exactly what's in it. And talking to local law enforcement and our local county sheriff, we're seeing a lot of that come through where there's just a lot of unknown and they're still learning about it as well. I really encourage people, and I've talked to a couple school districts about this, you know, don't pick up anything off the ground that you think is questionable, kick it to the side, find a trusted adult that can help you out, because, you know, we've seen across the country, there have been overdoses with people just touching it, just because they don't know, you know, what it is. And so
I was gonna say, I wanted to confirm that with you, but I've heard stuff like that where, you don't even want to touch it, you know, and that's just wild.
Yeah. That's the scariest part about it is you just don't know what it is. So really right now we've just, you know, like I said, we've talked to a couple school districts about it, but the biggest thing is if you see something, report it. Better safe than sorry, and just taking those precautions because we honestly don't know what we're dealing with right now. And the scary part is that we are seeing it in Montgomery County and just little rural Southeast Kansas. I mean, I never thought I'd see the day where, you know, stuff we see on the news would be happening here.
Sure. And I mean, you being from Caney here, you know, this is your stomping grounds, you know, this place. So it is challenging and something, you know, I of course appreciate all your work on. For parents listening this morning, you know, what are some things that, you know, they should be aware of? You know, maybe how can they talk with their kids about this? Because, you know, it's kind of one of those topics that can be a little taboo, I don't know, you know, with substance abuse and everything. Do you have any tips for parents to maybe bring this up and talk with their kids about?
Yeah, most definitely. So there definitely still is that stigma, especially, you know, when we came out of COVID, we saw a lot of mental health resources skyrocket. You know, part of that was because of the pandemic, and the other part is, you know, I think that we were missing that all along. And so just really trying to destigmatize everything, you know, being open with their kids, not condoning any type of substance misuse by any means, but, you know, just letting them know that there are resources available. That's the biggest thing. You know, parents want to be quick to reprimand their kids. I can't believe that you're doing this. You know, you're going to be in so much trouble. You can get in trouble with the law. But on the flip side of that, a lot of this stuff is very addicting. And so kids need these resources to be able to get help, just as an adult might be, you know, addicted to smoking. They have tobacco cessation programs. You know, we're not really pushing that on our kids. So just knowing that there's those resources available, we're really trying to work on more resources in the area to help the youth. And then, you know, if there's any ideas from anybody in the community that they might have, you know, come to our Wellness Coalition meetings. We meet on the second Tuesday of every month at the health department at 10 o'clock. We're really trying to gather more people from the community. We have a great law enforcement presence from all four towns within the county. We have school counselors that are representatives. We have curriculum directors. You know, we're really trying to grow everything specifically with substance misuse. So if parents want to be able to be a part of the change directly and having that input, you know, come to one of our meetings, because you really don't know until you talk to other parents.
Sure, absolutely. You know, this is something that, you know, if a child does, you know, get into trouble, that sort of thing, you know, their resources to help. It's not about, you know, punishment, you know, necessarily. It's about, you know, finding that, getting that kid the help. And I'm sure that, you know, you guys are doing a lot with this, and just being a resource, you know, for families, because that's one of those things where, you know, yeah, kids can, you know, make mistakes, but it's okay. You know, it sounded like, you know, definitely here for those kids. So what else should we know about, you know, the coalition in general, and anything else that you want to share for our listeners here this morning?
So with the coalition in general, like I said, we have a lot of different things going on. We have a lot of grants. We continue to grow everything, but our main focus right now is just, you know, the substance misuse, just because we were able to get two grants, one locally and then one through the state level, to kind of help tackle this issue. You know, there are a lot of positive things too. You know, we do have great youth within this community. We want to be able to take them and, you know, identify those leaders and help them be a part of the change. And so I don't want this to look any negative by any means, because we do have a lot of great things going on. And at the end of the day, I think that we can all want a healthier Montgomery County. And so that is our goal. It's not going to happen overnight, but with, you know, the shared communication and just having those great people within the community to help us, you know, input those ideas, I think we can really be a part of the change and not another statistic.
Absolutely. And I know that that's something that we appreciate, you know, from all aspects of health. I know there's many groups working to improve the health of folks in Montgomery County, and appreciate, you know, the work that you and your organization is doing. And if people have questions, maybe they want to learn more about the resources available, all that sort of thing, what's the best way to do that?
So if you want to know more about the coalition or just resources in general, we are working on a landing page, hopefully, with the county website. But we do have the Facebook page. It's the Montgomery County Wellness Coalition. You can see most of my business cards around towns. I try to have them posted in public places. And then we have an info at mgcolivehealthy.org. And if you just want to shoot a general email over there and just, you know, want to know more about the coalition, more about different grants that we have to offer, resources, or, you know, you just want to come to one of our meetings, just send us an email, send us a message on our Facebook page, and we can reach out and help you out.
Absolutely. That's really good, Molly. Anything else you'd like to share with the listeners here this morning?
I don't think so. I really appreciate the time for coming to talk and just remembering that, you know, our youth are the faces of the future, you know, and so we really need to invest in them.
Perfectly said. Molly Raines, appreciate you coming by, and you definitely stop by anytime that you need to get the word out on anything. We're happy to help.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. That's the Molly Raines Community Mobilizer for Montgomery County Wellness Coalition, and we'll be back with Open Line here in just a couple of minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.